As we continue this discussion regarding Minhagim, there's a very important element to discuss. The Torah says, Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, Loitzus Goydudu, and Chazal explain that what Loitzus Goydudu is, Loitzasu Agodos Agodos. We're not allowed to make different groups. But in discussing this Isser of Laisasa Agudus Agudus, there's a very fundamental Machloikus Rishonim in understanding this Isser. The Rambam, in speaking about Laisasa Agudus Agudus, says, Ubechlal Azhara Zu, Shloye Shnei Bati Dinim Ber Echad, Biracha Zen Noig Beminig Zev, Zen Noig Beminig Acher. You should not have two Bati Dinim in one city, acting with different menhagim, shadavazag goyim machloikus gedoyla, because of loisus goydudu loisasu agudus agudus. So according to the Rambam, we now learn two very important points. Number one, the Rambam is saying that the basis of the iser of loisus goydudu loisasu agudus agudus is to avoid machloikus. Furthermore, as we quoted in our previous year, the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim says, in Perek Makom Shenagu, that a person has to be careful b'pnei ha-machloikus. So according to the Rambam, that isn't a separate Isser. The Isser of Leisas HaGudais is the Isser of avoiding machloikus. There's only one Isser. However, most Rishonim disagree, and they hold that there are two separate Isurim. There's an Isser of Loisus Goydudu, of Loisas Agudus Agudos. The reason for that Isser is Shloyenira Kishnei Toiris. Rashi learns this way, the Ritva learns this way, the Meiri learns this way. So there's an Isser Shloyenira Kishnei Toiris that we have to be careful that it should not seem as if there's two different Torahs. And then there's a separate Isser, as we said a moment ago, that we have to be concerned of regarding Machloikus. Where would be a Nafkamina? And there would be a number of Nafkaminas. If the two Shitas are well-known two separate Shitas. So if the concern is Machloikus, there is no Machloikus issue here. Or, as we discussed in our previous year, in Eretz Yisrael, we keep only one day Yontif. In Chutz Laaretz, we keep 2 day Yontif. It's much less of a concern if the issue is because of Machloikus. If it's an issue of Shleyas or Shtei Tyrus, there it's much greater, much more of an issue. In a situation, which is the common situation, Bizman Azeb, where every city has more than one kehila, every city has more than one shul, the minig is that different shuls could follow different menhagim, and that won't be considered a situation of loisus goydudu. So to summarize, if you have one kehila with established menhagim, there is an isser of loisus goydudu. There may be two isurim to deviate from their menhagim. And most Paiskim say that this applies even on menhagim that are well known that there are different menhagim. That doesn't take away the Isser of Loisus Goydudu. So the question that comes up fairly often is when people daven with different nuschos, somebody davens nusach Sfard, and he comes to shul the davens nusach Ashkenaz, or vice versa. There are those that say that there's no problem of Lois Iskar to do, because since this is a minig yedua, so everybody knows that there's Nusach Sfard, that there's Nusach Ashkenaz. So if the Rambam says that the concern is Machloikis, here, obviously, there is no concern for Machloikis, and we could therefore be lenient. If, however, as we said before, we have to be concerned Shloi Nira Kishtei Tyrus, that still continues to exist. And that's why most Paiskim are of the opinion that somebody who davens with a different nusach, belachash, when he's davening quietly, when he's saying Shmon Esrei, he should daven with a nusach that is his minig. But when he's davening betzibur, he should daven the nusach of the tzibur. There are two exceptions, however. Reb Moshe says a chiddush. Reb Moshe says that if someone is the shlich tzibur and he's davening tefillah belachash, so let's say I daven nusach svard, but I'm the shlich tzibur in a minyan that's davening nusach ashkenaz, then when I'm davening nusach svard, even when I'm davening the tefillah belachash, I should daven the nusach of the shul. For two reasons. One reason is because I'm the shlich of the tzibur, so I have to daven the same nusach as the tzibur. And the second reason is because the purpose of the tefillah belachash, if somebody's the shlich tzibur and he's going to say the chazaras hashatz out loud, why does he also have to daven Shmon Esrei belachash? The reason is because that's when he's being mesader tefilosoi. That's when he's preparing his tefillah, preparing for the tefillah b'kol rom. So if that's the time of my preparation cannot be one nusach, and my tefillah b'kol rom should be a different nusach. Another exception is, let's say someone's minig is to daven nusach svard. So as we just said, he happens to end up davening in a minyan that davens nusach ashkenaz. So we said, b'lachash, he could daven his regular nusach. But let's say I am going to permanently daven in a shul that's nusach is different than the nusach that I daven. So there, some paiskim suggest that since I'm davening that shul on a steady basis, I should daven with the nusach of that shul. There are many paiskim that say, as we discussed in a previous shiur, the importance of minig, of following the minig of one's family, and therefore, even in this situation, even if I'm permanently davening in a different shul, I should daven the tefillah belachash, I should daven my nusach. Most paiskim are of the opinion, specifically b'zman hazeh, where there are people with different havaros, they pronounce Lashon Kodesh differently. Since it's so well known and so well accepted that there are different havaros, even if one davens in a shul where there's one havara, which is the typical havara, you could daven with your havara. Most paiskim are of the opinion that this is all, again, as I said, belachash. When you're davening b'kol rom, so when it comes to saying kedusha, Ashkenaz says nakadesh, Sfard says nagdishach, you should say the nusach of the Beis HaKnesses where you're davening. There are some poskim that even are makel in this situation. Most poskim, this comes up, discuss the situation about putting on tefillin and chol hamoed. If someone is davening in a shul where the meaning of that shul is not to put on tefillin and chol hamoed, almost all paiskim agree that in the actual shul you should not put on tefillin. Most paiskim are lenient. If you don't daven in the actual shul, if you daven in a side room, we could be mekel. It's probably better actually not to put on tefillin in the shul, just put on tefillin at home. But to put on tefillin in the actual shul, it's most paiskim are not lenient. However, we do have to recognize that many shuls, b'zman hazeh, are not really kehilas that have firm minhagim, that have a firm minhag. Rather, the shuls are really a place where people are able to get to daven, but not that the shul has a firm minhag. So there, it's easier, obviously. Still, the Paiskim say, going back to what we said earlier, the concern of Machloikish is obviously not really there. But what there is a concern is that it looks Kishtei Tyrus. And what would be best is that there should be separate minyanim in such a shul, one minyan for the people who wear tefillin, another minyan for the people that don't wear. There are different minhagim when it comes to nanuim on the dalaminim on sukkahs. The paiskim are more lenient. It's only a minhag ba'alma. It's not a halacha how the nanuim have to be performed. The nanuim just have to, the din is natilas luv. If you pick up the lulav, you will makayim the mitzvah. The nanuim are only a minhag. Specifically, as we've been discussing, since there are firmly established minhagim, firmly well-known different minhagim, Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz, regarding the nanuim, the paiskim are lenient that in one shul, people could have different minhagim regarding the nanuim. There's another very important point to discuss as we are discussing these inyanim abam and hagim. There's a shailos at Shuvas Retvaz in Chelik Dalet Simen Reish Tzadik Vav. If there's an individual who is machmer and doesn't eat from a certain shchita, doesn't eat from a certain shoychet, and he comes to the home of someone who does eat from that shchita, so now the shaila is, it's easy for him, or it's appropriate for him, that he shouldn't eat that meat. This is meat of a shechita that he doesn't accept. But now the question is regarding the kalim. Obviously, if that host uses that shechita, the meat that he has at home is cooked in those kalim. And the question is, may I eat food that was cooked in those kalim? The Retvaz is very lenient. And Retvaz gives many reasons why we could be makel. Number one, he says, I could be machmer, and I don't want to eat from a certain shechita. But we have a rule that roiv mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumchem heim. We could assume that the shechit who is taking upon himself the responsibility to shecht an animal is doing what he's supposed to do. Even if there's a concern that maybe he doesn't always do what he's supposed to do, certainly usually he's going to be shechting properly. Moreover, we're not talking about be'en. We're not eating the meat. We're only talking about the tam, the absorption and the keli. Moreover, we have a klal, stam kelim la b'nei yoymen ninhu, and therefore the tam that's belua is a tam pogam. Many times, most times, the food cooked in the pot has shishim versus the blias in the pot. And he ends off, as we've been discussing, we need to be concerned of because of machlokes. And he quotes the Ritva. The Ritva says, unless it's a situation that you know that you're dealing with Isser, the concern for machlokes overrides any other concern. And therefore, he says, you want to be machmer at home, where there is no concern of machloikis. But when you're in public, or when you're in someone else's home, you need to be concerned about machloikis. Particularly, says the Daki Tshuva, if I have a chumrah and I'm attending an event where there are Tamidei Chachamim Rabbonim who are not machmer, and I'm going to be machmer, so besides the issue of machloikis, there's also an issue of yuara, how are you acting as if you're greater than they are, and one has to therefore be extremely sensitive. Ramosha has an interesting tshuva. In Yerudei Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach Beis, he speaks about the kashrus of different alcoholic beverages or different whiskies, blended whiskies, whiskies that are aged in sherry casks. And Ramosha says that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer. He says that he himself is careful not to drink those alcoholic beverages. But he says if he's in a chabura, when he's in public, he says he does drink it. He takes why? Mishum Yahara, Mishum Achlaikus. And therefore, when we speak about Minhagim, we need to weigh on one hand Minhagim, and on the other hand, we need to weigh the issue of Yahara and the issue of Machlaikus.